Hi guys, Sam Fury here with another episode of the Survival Fitness Plan. How you doing today? Today's episode is all about how to do the Survival Fitness Plan fitness test. So yesterday we gave you, or not yesterday, or the last episode, it was an overview of the Survival Fitness Plan and how it works. So today we're going to start this. We're going to kind of like start from the start. And just go through every little part of the Survival Fitness Plan as it's been created now. So the very first thing you should do is the fitness test that will allow you to gauge where you should actually start in the Survival Fitness Plan, because level one was like you're a very, very beginner. Like maybe you can't even do a single push-up or whatever. That's where you start. But a lot of people that will join this will obviously be fairly fit already, or at least a moderate level of fitness. So you do this test, and then follow the simple instructions, and it'll tell you where you start, like which level you should start at, and where in that level exactly you should start. So the idea is to do each of these activities, and do them with good form. So you may be able to do a lot more, but if they're not in good form, they don't count. And it's until failure. So it's until you can't do them anymore. All right. So and the order of them is important. So do them in this order as well, because it's designed so that like you get maximum effort out of some of the exercises, then like you're going to get more and more fatigued as you go, right? All right. So the first thing is to do the sprint test, and we're going to go over that specifically in the next episode, how to do the sprint test. But basically, it's sprinting, right? There is a little bit of a specific way to do it, so just to maximize efforts and so you don't get injured or whatever. But yeah, that's the sprint test. The second thing, the second exercise, is to do pull-ups. Pull-ups, not chin-ups. All right, so pull-ups are the ones where your hands face away from you. Chin-ups are like when your hands face towards you, when you grab the bar and pull yourself up, and that uses like your biceps and stuff. But pull-ups uses like a different set of muscles, which is more in line with the survival, like wall climbing and stuff like that. You do chin-ups in the Survival Fitness Plan, but for the test, we're just going to do pull-ups. So the second one's pull-ups. The next thing is squats. But you only have to do a maximum of 20. So this is the exception. You don't go to failure, you just go to 20. It's just so that first of all, you know you can do a squat, and you can do at least 20 in good form, right? So you got to make sure you did them in good form. We stop at 20 because squats are like your legs are a big muscle, and squats aren't too difficult. Like some, but you could might be able to do like 100 of them, but it's out of whack. Like it's out of proportion with everything else. So you just stop at 20. It's just so you know you're in good form and that you can do enough. And then you do push-ups, right? The reason we do push-ups is because it's punching power. Like you do it with your elbows really close to your body, and you can do one on your knuckles or you want, or if your hand, but it's very it imitates how to strike, how to do a straight strike very well. So it's important to have those muscle groups active. Push-ups, and push-ups is a very good core, like it's one of the classic exercises. You'll see them in a lot of fitness tests, is push-ups. The next thing is bicycle crunches. We use bicycle crunches because they're one of the, if not the most effective core stomach like building exercises. It's bicycle crunches, not normal, not like your standard crunches, which are actually bad for you, but bicycle crunches. Make sure you engage your core. And of course, over the next few episodes, we're going to go into each of these activities a little bit deeper. So like I'll be like, this is exactly how you do a bicycle crunch and stuff like that. The last activity is burpees. Now burpees are a plyometric exercise, and you only do these if you can do more than 10 push-ups and more than 10 squats in good form. And that's basically the only reason we do squats, is to make sure that you can do enough of them, because then if you can, you can move up to burpees. Okay, so you do as many burpees as you can. And you'll notice that burpees are the last thing, because you'll be fatigued after doing all the other exercises. So I expect you won't be able to do too many burpees. I mean, it depends how fit you are, obviously. But if you've done push-ups until failure, than doing burpees because it's got a push-up in it, right? Yeah, so that's it's designed like that on purpose. Yeah, so just make sure, just to reiterate, make sure you do them in order. All right, so just to quickly go over all those again. You do the sprint test, we'll talk about tomorrow. You do pull-ups, then you do squats, maximum of 20, do push-ups, do bicycle crunches, and then if you qualify, do burpees as well. All right, so then you've got all these results. So what you do with these results is you want to personalize your training because you don't want to lose your ability on things you scored high on. For example, like level two, or this, I'm just making these numbers off the top of my head because I don't have the schedule in front of me, but let's say level two, you scored a level three for push-ups, but you only scored a level one for sprints or something like that. So according to that, according to the way you personalize the timetable, you take it from your lower score. So you're going to start in level one, but you don't want to lose your ability to do however many push-ups you can do, right? So you've got to personalize the schedule a little bit. And basically what happens is you do the things at the lowest level that you scored the worst on, but then everything else you just keep going at the same level until everything catches up. So you keep going day by day, and then you'll if you follow the plan, every couple of sessions you increase the reps or you increase the activity, right? And then eventually it'll all catch up and it'll all be aligned, and then you keep moving as one. So if you score level one or two, you just don't worry about it. You just start from the start of the levels, all right? Because level one and two, they move up quite quickly. So even though you might be only doing one push-up, but you can do 10, don't worry, because in like within a week you'll be up to 10 anyway. All right. So for levels one and two, you just start from the start level. But for levels three and above, what you got to do is you got to halve your max score. So you halve your score and then you round it down. And you do that for sprints, pull-ups, and bicycle crunches. So let's say you did 20 pull-up, 20 pull-ups is a lot. Let's say you did 20 pull-ups, right? You're gonna halve your no. Let's say you did 21. You're gonna halve your score and round down. So you'd round down to 20, and then you'd halve it, and that's 10. So that's your new score is 10. And the reason for this is because in levels three and above, you start doing sets, multiple sets. But in levels one and two, you're just doing one set, right? So you halve it because otherwise, if you just kept it the same, you'd be doing like two or three or four or five sets of 20, which is way too many. So you'll do like instead of that, you'll be doing like two sets or three sets of 10, which will help you improve. But also, it's not like you won't go to full fail. Well, you might go to full failure, but it just makes it a little bit more manageable. And working in sets is actually scientifically proven to be better than working, especially past the begin in the beginner stage. Just doing one set is sufficient, right? But as you get better, you want to break it up into sets. All right. So you take the lowest number from those three scores, and then you find that in the interval training. Okay. You also got to do it for your endurance scores. You do something similar, but we'll talk about that more later. And then the final thing you got to do is catch up on your skills. Because let's say you start in level three, there's a whole bunch of skills that you missed out on during levels one and two, right? But that's actually pretty good because after the sprint test, you're going to want a little break. So you're going to use 1 or 2 days just to like recover, and during that time you do like your skills. And the skills, because they're skills, they're not like specifically fitness. I mean, you still get a little bit of a workout, but it's actually more just for skills. And then you do like a long stretch with those skills, a longer version of the stretch routine. And that's kind of like your active recovery day, one of your active recovery days. All right, so that's basically it, guys. That's the Survival Fitness Plan fitness test. Of course, if you get that app, you'll be able to do it. The app will just take you through it. So do that. Go to survivalfitnessplan.com/app, like, subscribe, and share to this as well. And I'll see you again next time. Bye.